nations have been opened. Names that have come up include General Secretary of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Titus Bayo, Director of Communications at the Presidency, Eugene Ahen, and former Deputy Information Minister, Felix Ofosu-Kwachi. Actor John Dumelo, who is seeking a second coming, would contest his friend, Fred Norma, for the Ayawaso West Wuogon NDC ticket. For the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Joseph Osei-Wusu, it is good to have younger people in politics and, for that matter, Parliament, but he is worried about their intellectual and social capacity to being political officers.
Sometimes the parties even go out to recruit people who have not demonstrated that they have the intellectual and social capacity to be public officers. Because they are popular, they can win the seat. That appears to be the only consideration that parties give to people who are going to contest the seat.
He says the political parties are sometimes to be blamed.
The parties would have the responsibility to groom people before they become representatives here. Are not doing anything. I won't even say much. They're not doing anything. Unfortunately, it appears to me that those who are vile in their choice of language, those who are rude in their attitudes towards their opponents, and sometimes even, yes, internal opponents, those who can make the most catching comments about others, are gaining more and more popularity, and they are being put in the front.
The Bekwai legislator says if indiscipline is not kept now, the next 2 to 3 parliaments could turn into a boxing ring.
The level of decorum I observed when I joined in and what I observe today is a vast difference. If you ask me, it is a bad reflection of young people coming to the chamber. I'm afraid that if we don't curb it now, in the next 2-3 more parliaments, we will not have a parliament. We'll have a boxing ring.
Other MPs also indicated the need to have a blend of the experienced and younger MPs.
The young people are learned, they have energy, and the older people have also gotten experience. And so I think that if we have a bit of old people, a bit of young people put together, we always have a very good parliament.
The Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagbin, recently stressed the need for the country to focus on getting the right human resource to lead, or it will remain underdeveloped. The question remains, what may be driving many young people, most of whom with decent jobs,